Hello everyone. Well, last week was a very unusual week for me, and since I ended up in Florida without a computer or internet connection, I was unable to put together a podcast or a video for you. I apologize, but you know what? Wouldn't trade it for last week for anything. My children, for my 60th birthday, surprised me with a ticket to Florida to see my family down there. Completely surprised my sister, whom I'd not seen for 5 or 7 years. It was the best time, and I truly didn't want to come back to cold New England again. But the trip just totally unburied the desire to move back home again. As much as I've tried to stuff it for 17 years, the intense wanting to return to Florida reared its head this past week. Not only family, but the warm sunny days, well, okay, hot in the summer, but riding horses 365 days a year certainly is a plus. I think this past season I've ridden just maybe 7 times, not only because of weather, but just because. Work, no time, working with others' horses, and rocks, just plain old rocks. Since a couple of bad injuries from unplanned dismounts on rocks, I have this aversion to riding on them. Unfortunately, my back 40 is loaded with rocks, and each year, each rainstorm, only churns up more and more rocks. Plus, I don't want to ride alone anymore when no one is home, so that means I have to wait until hubby gets home from work. But then, of course, it's time for chores. Excuses. Guess I can dredge up all the excuses in the world, but the base reason is simply fear. Yep, I struggle with that as much as anyone else. 50 years of living with and riding horses has taught me that one can never say never when it comes to horses or to life. However, that's still no excuse. Walking in fear means that I'm not exercising my own faith strongly enough. So, that's what I really need to work on. Faith that when it's my time, then it's my time and God will call me home. And the connections and the faith in my own horse. The upcoming course, Connections, will be covering something else that has to do with faith, too. And that's not only faith in the universal God, I prefer a personal God, but faith in the horse also. As I've noted in previous podcasts and videos, horses are not mean animals. They aren't out to get us. They simply want to get along with their herd members and with their humans. Humans are spiritual animals, and horses are spiritual animals just like we are. And those with whom we've truly connected will watch out for our safety as much as we watch out for theirs. You know, I know this all in my head. It's just getting it from my head to my heart, where my heart is still filled with fear from rocks. But anyway, I'll go on. I have no doubt in this, in that horses will watch out for our safety as much as we watch out for this. Because I've been a recipient several times in past years of being rescued by a horse from certain injury and or even death. This is what I call true partnership, where each partner, human and horse, know his or her responsibilities and take an active role in carrying them out for and with each other to the best of his or her ability. This happens with true connections with our horses, connections that go beyond what is consciously felt or determined, connections that take us to the deeper realms of ourselves, where one can truly, truly unite with the spirit of the horse. In order to begin, one needs to first accept the fact that we live in a universal realm of energy, energy that connects each one of us together with the next. We can only access this when we're aware of that first, that it exists, and then secondly, we have to have the desire to discover and experience it. This means we have to make a conscious determination to learn how to center and ground ourselves, exploring our right hemisphere thinking, and be willing to engage in that universal connection that exists in spite of ourselves. Excuse me. Learning to center and ground ourselves helps us to be of more control of our own breathing, thinking, and even our own emotions. It helps us to be able to calmly think through situations that might otherwise drive us over the edge to irrational fears and uncertainties. When we are in control of our own selves, then no one can make us feel fearful, angry, sad, hurt, or anything else without our permission. Likewise, when we're in control of ourselves, then we send a centered, grounded, and calm energy to our horses that then helps them to become less fearful and more calm. And this allows them to learn more of what we wish to teach them, and also allows us to learn what they desire to teach us. Excuse my dove in the background. The dog just came into the room, and the dove decided to coo at him. Yes, I fully believe that each horse comes into our lives with purpose. It's not a by chance thing that you have the horse you do now. That's something that is purposeful. There is reason for that particular horse to be in your life. And once you're able to fully connect with that horse, then you'll be able to journey with your horse to and through the lessons that each of you are destined to learn. But again, before one can fully connect with the horse, one must learn to fully connect with one's self through centering and grounding. Do you know how to do that? There's a real simple beginning to it, and you can do it right now as I'm talking. Just simply close your eyes and begin to feel yourself. Where in your body are you right now? What part of your body is most outstanding? Do you have a pain in your head? Or maybe a tightness in your belly? Or maybe you're wearing shoes for work that just don't fit right and are bothering your toes. So where are you in your body? Next, what sort of sensation are you feeling there? Are you feeling discomfort, pain? Or maybe you're really just simply content and comfortable. How is your breathing? Is it calm and slow? Or is it shallow and quickened? Once you're recognizing your breathing, count your breaths. Concentrate on simply counting your breaths. These little exercises will help you gain awareness of yourself and what truly is going on within yourself. We spend so much time in our left hemisphere of our brains worrying about things we didn't do or should do or could be doing and all those things that have nothing to do with what is right now. And that's the key, you see. The horse lives in the right now, right this moment in time, moment to moment, with each moment being that horse's truth. So where are you right now? Where are you in your body? What are you feeling? How are you breathing? These are the beginning steps to being able to truly connect with your horse in each moment in time. Once you learn to be aware of each moment, then your horse will be able to clearly read and communicate with you. Try it out. Think of it during the week and practice when you get a chance. Each time before you go out to your horse, take a note. Where are you in your body? What are you feeling? How are you breathing? Okay, count your breaths. Ground yourself. Wiggle your toes. Spread your toes out and wiggle your toes and get your feet grounded on the ground. What does it feel like? The Connections course begins January 11th, and we'll go into these things in more in detail. Won't you join us? In the meantime, I hope these little tidbits will help you, regardless if you join the course or not. So until next week, this is Gwen Santigate from Penzance and Equine Integrated Solutions in Douglas, Massachusetts. I hope you all have an awesome week, and I'll be back with more next week. Stay safe, and many blessings for the week ahead. Bye-bye.